Good afternoon. This is my very first podcast. And I'm doing this podcast in the hopes of forewarning and or helping someone else before they make the mistake that I made. And the mistake that I made was renting to family members. I mean, you hear about horror stories, you know, sometimes when you try to help family members, but I thought I was different. I was not. I rented out my property to a family member who had a wife and children, none of them which were babies. But anyway, rented out my property to them. And they promised to keep the property up like their own. However, that wasn't the case. I only charged $1,200 a month for rent. Mind you, you cannot find a four-bedroom house in the north for $1,200 a month. But I figured I helped these family members out. Help them get their credit together and help them, you know, save a little money. Because I know what the going rate for rents is in the north. So to make a long story short, they were there for 8 years. I had taken my house off the market just to let them move in and start saving and getting their credit together. They were there for 8 years. Out of the whole 8 years, I never, ever, ever went up on the rent in 8 years. Now, mind you, I could have had Section 8 people in there and got about $2,600 a month. But I didn't do it for the money. I did it to help out family members. Well, to make a long story short, this past spring, I informed them that I would be putting the house up for sale again. The time has come for me to do that because I just, you know, couldn't maintain two mortgages anymore. Enough is enough. It's time for me to unload. I had given them about 3 months' notice, which I thought was appropriate. However, I guess they didn't think so. To make a long story short, rent stopped being paid. The last 5 months that they were there, they did not pay rent at all. Eventually moved out when they got ready, about 6 months later. They left their Owen between $59 and $6,300, became very disgruntled because they had to move, the good thing was over, and I'm the one that caused the good thing to be over. They've gone on fabulous trips, Disney World, another one went somewhere else, I mean, trips that I couldn't even afford to take. But with that being said, they became very disgruntled. I'm saying they, so I don't put the finger on one person. And they finally moved out, gave no notice of when they were moving out or when they moved out, gave no notice. Finally, it was told to me by another family member, they have moved out. Then my broker also told me, yeah, I think they're out now. And like I said, she couldn't do her job of showing the property because they wouldn't let her in to show people the property. And when she was able to get in to see the property, it was only one person at a time. And the people that were there to view the property felt very intimidated because they couldn't look in closets, cabinets, anything like that, because the person that I rented to was right there, and they even expressed that they felt intimidated. So my house was being blocked for months. And mind you, the market was booming, but I couldn't cash in on it because my agent was not allowed to do an open house or anything like that, which is totally wrong. I would text, I would call and tell them, you all don't own the property. I'm selling the property. It's a must. It's inevitable. I can't afford to maintain two properties. It's getting a little old. It's time for me to sell. I had it on the market before. I took it off the market to help them guys. But with that being said, months and months and months went on. The last 5 months, they didn't pay anything. Mind you, I had to chase the rent every month as it was. Well, the last 5 months, I continued to chase the rent. I continued to send emails, make calls, but no one would respond to my email, text messages, or calls. And like I said, they eventually left the property. Once they did that, then my agent had to chase them for the keys to the house and given the runaround, told that the keys were in the mailbox. No keys were in the mailbox. Said, okay, I'm gonna bring the keys to the office. They never brought the keys to the office. Little games like that. So to make a long story short, sent another email, another text and everything and said, look, I'm going to change all the locks. So if you have anything left in the property, in and on the property, you need to go ahead and get it because the locks will be changed and I will be having a dumpster come in. Okay. Had the dumpster come in. That was $750. They never came to pick up anything else. They never responded. When we finally got into the house, it was a pure mess. Clothes, dishes, food, everywhere. Oh my God. Food left in the refrigerator that had been unplugged purposely because you had to pull the refrigerator out from the wall to unplug it. So that's how I know it was done purposely. So you can imagine the stench from rotten food, clothes, just everything everywhere, a mess. The dishwasher, oh, you couldn't even get into that. What happened to the little handle that you open the dishwasher? One of the valves on the sink was missing. So when you turned the water on from the left side, which still had the valve there, water would shoot clear up to the ceiling from the other side. Who breaks a handle that turns the water on and off? Who does that? It was just a pure mess. The basement. Oh, I think that was the worst of the worst. There were spider webs everywhere. I'm talking thick spider webs. Clothes, shoe, you name it. It was in the basement. It was horrible. Absolutely horrible. every single room that you went into had trash. It was just trash. It was horrible. Not only that, there was water damage. So now, I had to tell my broker, look, take the house off the market. A lot of work needs to be done. And when I'm ready, I will relist it. But I will do it at my leisure. She wanted to have someone come in and focus in on what they thought I needed to focus on to get it sold. I told her no. I have pictures of everything. I don't need anyone to come in and tell me what I should do first. I'm not new to this rodeo at all. So anyway, I had her take it off the market. Had to chase her a few times. And every time I looked, it was still on the market. So now I'm getting quite upset. Is she not listening to me? You're working for me. Take it off the market. Well, she eventually did. And then one day she called. She wanted the keys. But no, you don't get no keys. The house is off the market. I've changed the locks. Okay? You don't need keys. It's off the market. We're done. When I'm ready to put it back on the market, I will let somebody know, whether it's her or another agent. But anyway, to make a long story short, never, ever, ever rent to a family member. I could have had strangers in there and they would not have done the place like that. I could have been making big money by getting Section 8 people in there. But no, I didn't do that. I thought I was helping. So, the blessing, and it was a blessing for them, became a lesson to me. But that's okay. They're out, and I can work on this house at my leisure, put it back on the market when I get ready, and it's a wrap. But never again will I do such a thing. I never, ever, in my wildest dreams, would have thought these family members would have done me like that. After all, I was helping them. But turn around, it was a slap in the face. Left owing about $6,300 that they never paid. Somebody said, oh, take them to court. I said, they have nothing. So what am I taking them to court for? They don't have anything. So I guess I have to eat the loss for trying to help. But anyway, let me know what your comments are about this scenario. And I will get back with you and answer any questions that you may have. Thank you and have a good day.